This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate confirmed former U.S. presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg on Tuesday as transportation secretary in President Joe Biden's administration. Buttigieg was one of Biden's opponents during last year's Democratic presidential primaries. He's the first openly gay person to fill a U.S. cabinet position. The 39-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, tweeted he was honored and humbled by the Senate's confirmation vote and said he was ready to get to work. Mexico's central bank says money sent home by Mexican migrants rose 11.4% in 2020 to a new high, despite the coronavirus pandemic. The bank said Monday that migrants sent home a record $40.6 billion in 2020, including $4 billion last March alone, which was a new high for a single month. The record flow of cash for 2020 compared to $36.4 billion sent home by Mexican migrants in 2019. The rise was much better than other countries, which have seen drops in the amount of money flowing home from their migrants because of job losses or reductions in hours due to the pandemic. Most Mexican migrants live and work in the United States, where unemployment has surged because of lockdowns. The value of the Mexican peso, however, has dropped against the dollar, making the value of those remittances go further in Mexico. U.S. President Joe Biden is signing executive orders Tuesday to continue dismantling former President Donald Trump's restrictive immigration policies. Biden's plans include an attempt to reunite families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexican border. In the first hours of his presidency 2 weeks ago, Biden acted to halt construction of Trump's $16 billion wall along the border with Mexico and sent a far-reaching immigration bill to Congress. You can follow that story.